The Republic of Ireland is our Samaria. I think it's part of the Church's duty to bring the gospel there.
And if one soul in the Republic of Ireland comes to the Lord, it will be worth it all.
Instead of thinking about evangelising the South or dreaming about it, that we should actually get up and do something about it.
And we have a missionary station, as it were, a mile or two across from our own province. And surely it's natural that we should seek to reach there as much even as a church, reaching right across the world itself.
And I believe that there are perishing souls just on our doorstep across the border who need to be reached. And just like Ezekiel, we need to go and get ourselves to them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
We wish to see the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ brought to those homes and the people in them. And when we think of 400,000 people, it's our purpose and desire to see them challenged with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the Word of God sown to their heart, and them coming to know Christ as their Lord and as their Saviour.
Who knows in days to come how far the campaign will go, but it's reaching out like circles when you throw a stone in a lake. We know how the circles keep going out from it. It began in Northern Ireland, and now the circles are beginning to spread out. Start at the border counties, work out from there.
When we look at the physical landscape of the five border counties that we intend to reach, we think of County Donegal and the mountainous regions that there are there. When we think of County Leitrim, it seems to be a very sparsely populated county and seem to be good at growing rushes, if nothing else. Counties Monaghan and Cavan, with their little hills and lakes. And then we come into County Louth and the rich arable landscape that there is, and such a diversity of the physical landscape. But when we think of the spiritual landscape in the five border counties, it's all the same. There's barrenness, there's dearth. And when we look at virgin landscape, it looks unattractive. There doesn't seem to be much potential there. But if it was only ploughed and sown, then who knows what can be reaped. And a classic example is when you look at the American Midwest, when it was colonized many years ago, and the virgin soil was ploughed, and it is now the grain belt of the world. And who knows the potential that there could be from the five border counties. My own father is a Monaghan man, and my mother's parents come from the South Donegal.
The Republic of Ireland is our Samaria. I think it's part of the Church's duty to bring the gospel there. And I think too, whenever we think of these border counties especially, many people in Northern Ireland have got a background there by way of their heritage and their relatives. Personally, my grandfather was converted at the age of 19. He came from a place called Coot Hill, and having found Jesus Christ the Saviour because of circumstances, was forced to move up north. But there's a background there, and I think from our heritage we have that identity, and certainly we want to be bringing the gospel message into those areas and getting the people to learn something more of the Word of God, and especially coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour.
This is a time when we should jump on board and place the food of the gospel within the people's reach.
I think it's vitally important that our church gets involved in an effort to bring the gospel to the Roman Catholic people. They need the Word of God. They need to know Christ as their Lord and Saviour. And we have a duty to bring the gospel to their souls. And I trust that in this campaign the Lord will use the seed that is sown.
There are some times today you're given tracts, and they leave a lot to be desired. They don't really get to the core of the gospel message. And this leaflet will concentrate on Christ. Christ is the only mediator for men. And that's why I'm very supportive of this campaign, to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and to hold him forth before sinners.
So it is our desire to see the Word of God spread, getting it into those homes that are there. And if we think of the border counties especially, there's 400,000 people who need to be getting the Word of God into their hands.
It would be our desire that they would consider Christ the only high priest who is qualified to forgive sin. And that is why that I believe we should support fully the Consider Christ campaign in the South. Instead of dreaming and thinking about it, we should go and reach our own Samaria.
And if one soul in the Republic of Ireland comes to the Lord, it will be worth it all. And yet in our heart, we want God not only to save one, but to save many for his honour, for his glory. And I believe in the power of God and in the power of God's word to do these things.
Well, the Free Presbyterian Church members have always been very generous when appeals are made, but I must say on this campaign they exceeded themselves. Some of our smaller churches actually gave tremendous sums, and it was very encouraging to see the response throughout our congregations. I think they took it to heart when they thought of the great effect this could have, the challenge put towards them that they could actually put a piece of gospel literature into every home.
No, in the sense that as a Free Presbyterian Church, there is always that background that we desire to preach the gospel and to reach the lost. And our people truly came to the fore in seeking to spread the word of God in our province and to reach as many as possible. And so it encourages us that our people still, the majority of them, have a vision and a burden for souls and for the cause of Christ.
I was very encouraged by the response from many people. There are times when individuals don't feel confident about evangelizing themselves, and sometimes they need a wee bit of leadership and showing how to go about it. And I believe that when leadership was shown in the Consider Christ campaign in Northern Ireland, that many people did throw their lot in, and I was greatly encouraged with their response. People were enthusiastic and giving out tracts in their own region, their own area, their own park, their own country road, or whatever it might be.
Our people responding in the manner that they did, it showed a great sense of unity and a desire to see the gospel spread throughout our province.
And in many ways it was our first occasion to reach every home in the province. All of our churches throughout the years of the history of Free Presbyterianism, we've had our missions, we've had our outreach works, but here was a time that simultaneously the Word of God was going to enter every home across Ulster, and that we as a church had that desire and that vision to reach out with what God has given.
Whenever we had the regional rallies, that emphasised that spirit of unity in the great purpose of bringing the gospel to many throughout our province. And so, for me, that was a most encouraging thing to see in the Free Presbyterian Church.
The way that we did it was we were involved in the buses, involved in the billboards, and we had to make contact with the different people who had the opportunity to provide those things for us. And I loved speaking to them, I loved bartering them, and seeking to get the best price that we could for Christ. And as much coverage throughout the province in the different areas where our church was, and being happy in my heart and mind that God led us and directed us in the right way and to the right people, and had their heart ready to make deals and bargains that we were certainly amazed and surprised at, and happy to get such coverage that we did.
It's still amazing to see buses here and there still with the Consider Christ advert months after the campaign last year, still there.
when we're branching out into the five border counties, when we think of the three counties of Ulster that are across the border, that would mean that all nine counties in Ulster, every home in those nine counties will have been reached with the gospel. When we think of going into County Leitrim, that straight away tells us that here's a first step into the province of Connacht, and into County Louth, there's another first step being laid into the province of Leinster. And we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, as the Lord Jesus Christ said in the Great Commission.